Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever you may be going. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. Also, guys, if you prefer using debit instead of credit, you should get rewarded. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases, no fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. We, of course, again, are the Odd Couple, so keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You won't be disappointed. And with that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this Magic City Monday? How are you?
I'm excellent. Had a good, relaxing weekend.
I did too, for a change. No plans. I didn't go anywhere. It was good. It was good not to have some sort of schedule that you need to keep up with. You know how we are. We always got something going on.
It is nice to just be on your own time and you can do what you
want. Was your wife working this weekend or was she
My wife actually, believe it or not, was out there in L.A. She went to visit my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Who lives in L.A.
She didn't even call me to go have coffee or something. We could have had coffee talk. No?
Between us, she ain't that fond of you.
Oh, okay. Wow, the truth comes out.
She likes you a
Crystal,
lot.
Crystal, what did I
she
do,
She says
Crystal?
You are the funny one on the show.
Thank you, Crystal. So, thank you.
No, she likes you a lot. But, of course, you know her. It was all about her and her daughter.
Of course. So, I know that. I'm just kidding. You know that. Of course.
But let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get this thing popping. Super producer Rob G is in the house. On the ones and twos, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And on the update.
Hey, Steve.
You just heard him, our man Steve DeSager. And, of course, Elijah Cebunya, the one and only on the social media. All right, Rob, it was a big weekend of football in the NFL. So let's get right to it. The Dolphins in another test. They failed their first one miserably, right? They played the Bills. They get drubbed 48-20. And then they go to Philadelphia, and it wasn't a complete demolition like Buffalo, but
it was 17-all, wasn't
handily.
It?
Pretty handily. I don't know if it was Rob G.
It was 17-all. No, it was 17-all, wasn't it? And then they tie it at 17?
Yep.
Yeah, it was tied. Yeah.
But it was, it felt to me like Philadelphia was in control.
But it wasn't like the Buffalo game.
No,
that's
it wasn't
all I'm
Buffalo.
Saying.
It was also pretty clear, at least yesterday, that Philadelphia was the better team. I mean, I didn't think it ever felt like, to me, Miami was in control of that game. Philadelphia just kind of dominated, held them to 244 yards total, Rob, for a team that, granted, it was Denver, but they put up 700-plus on them.
No, I get it. It's still it's not like that's been done before or recently in the NFL. It's hard to do that, right?
Put up 70 points?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you still got to give them credit for that no matter who it came against because it just didn't happen.
Yeah, I give them credit for that,
right.
But I do believe they need to be taken down a notch. They already were taken down a notch by Philadelphia. But Rob, and I said it on Friday, Miami hasn't beaten anybody this year. Miami is 5 teams that Miami has beaten, they're 5-2. Have a combined record of 8-25. 8-25. And the two times they've stepped up in class, they got beaten handily. One time they get drubbed, and the next time they get beaten in solid fashion, 31-17. And I think they're a good team for sure. I think, Rob, a lot of people have had them as maybe the best team in the AFC, maybe the best team in the league. I think they are a tier two NFL team. My tier one would be right now Kansas City, Baltimore, San Francisco, and Philadelphia.
I thought you had the Lions in there, no?
No.
Tier one? No.
And my tier two, I would have Lions in the tier two with Dallas and Miami. And Cincinnati, I think, could, if they really get it rolling, Rob, I think they could get back to a tier one team this year. We'll see how they, continue to play and Burrow's health and stuff. But, yeah, I just think they were a bit overrated. And, Rob, when you look at their schedule, because I don't think they're physical enough and as good enough on the defensive end as the top teams that I mentioned. All of those teams I mentioned are top defensive teams in the league. Miami is bottom six in points allowed. Give up over 26 points a game. All right. And I think they're not as physical as Philadelphia, which is one of the most physical teams in the league, but the other teams I mentioned as well. Like I just thought Philadelphia, and this is why I thought they'd win, is that they were too tough for them at the line of scrimmage. And they were able to put some pressure on Tua. And he's such a timing, like their passing game is all timing. And when you can put that pressure on him, you can disrupt that timing. But Rob, quickly before you go, here's what Miami's done this year. They beat the Chargers, who are 2-4. And they beat them by 2 points, but were down 34-30 with 2 minutes left in the game. Don't take that away from them, but I'm just saying it wasn't like they rolled over the Chargers. Patriots, they beat by a touchdown. They had control of that game, but they only won by a touchdown. Broncos, that was obviously, as you said, impressive. I don't care who they were playing. I don't care if it's the worst team in the history of the NFL. You put 70 on somebody and 700-plus yards, that's impressive. Then they get crushed by Buffalo. They beat the Giants. They should, pounded them. With Tyrod Taylor, and then I don't know if Tyrod Taylor was playing that Giants game. I don't think he was in that game. And then they pound the winless Panthers. And then, of course, get beat by the Eagles. So I look at their schedule, and I say, they did one thing that was really incredibly impressive, and that was beat the Denver Broncos like they stole something. But outside of that, they haven't really not only beaten any good teams, but, you know, they're beating who they should, which is great, but that doesn't make you elite. And so I got them on that second tier, Rob.
I'm not going with you. I'm going to keep them on the first tier because they have an extraordinary offense that is scary at all times. And that they might not beat you, Chris, defensively, and I agree with you. They are not physical enough. They can get pushed around. But I have seen this team have comeback ability even by being down by big scores. And last year was when they got my attention. You remember at Baltimore, down 28-7, they roared back and they won that game. Also last year, they were down 21-7 to the Lions. Lions were everybody's darling last year, and they came back and won that game. Miami. So that and their offensive, Chris, and I'm with you. Defensively, a lot to be desired. Physicality, a lot to be desired. But there is also, when you talk about tiers, when you put it all together, they might not be tier one completely, but I'm going to keep them at tier one completely because of their offense is even high, is as good as it gets, is as scary as it gets. Is because they can put up points in a hurry and can score. So it's for that reason that I'm going to keep them there and not drop them yet. I need more sample size. And you got two games. It was 17-all last night. They wound up losing, so it didn't feel good. I agree, it didn't feel like they were ever in control of that game. And the Buffalo game I'm going to throw out. Buffalo, they beat them up bad. There's no excuse. I mean, I can't even make an argument. It was a bad game. They lost. But I'm not ready to dump out of Miami or think that they're not going to be in a way or cause some trouble for somebody or do something in the postseason where somebody can get beat by them because they're so powerful offensively. So that's what I'm looking at the Dolphins. Last night didn't change my opinion that the Dolphins are still going to be a team that you'll have to be reckoned with in the AFC.
Yeah, look, as a tier two team, I mean, I mentioned Dallas, I mentioned Detroit. So they're still a good team, and those teams are all capable of winning a playoff game. So I'm not throwing them out like that. I'm just saying I see a gap between them and the ultra elite, at least as I see it right now. They got New England next. With New England had a good win over Buffalo.
That was
you
impressive
down
right
Buffalo
there.
All
my
you
God.
Want, right, but that's a good win. And I think that'll be a good test for Miami. They beat them, you know, 24-17 earlier in the season. So it'll be interesting to see how that game goes. New England probably feeling better about itself. And then, Rob, they got Kansas City. So they've got a couple of good tests coming up, and we'll find out, you know, how they fare against in those two games. They obviously should beat New England, but let's see how impressive it is. But, yeah, I want to see them beat up on some good teams. I thought Mike McDaniel had a good attitude after the game, where obviously you're upset, but he said, Rob, you can learn from losses. He said losses can be good, and that's true. I mean, look, nobody's expected to go undefeated through the NFL season. There's only one team that's done it, at least go all the way to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And so you're going to lose some games, and you're going to lose some games to teams that are worse than you over the course of the regular season, and you just have to learn from them. Now, my thing about Miami is – I think, again, the physicality is a problem for them. And so I'm not saying they're a bunch of wimps or they're soft, but I do think that they're not nearly as physical as those top teams in the league. And I don't know that that's something that they're going to be able to fix this year. They're a finesse team. They do want to beat you with finesse. They want you to be on your heels because you're so worried about their offense and their speed that then they can run the ball on you and all that stuff. And there's no doubt, I agree with you. Offensively, they are off the charts. You know, and Tyreek Hill alone, his speed, and then everybody else is fast. I know Achane is injured, but he's a burner. Mostert's got wheels. Obviously, Jalen Waddle, like, they got speed all over the place, and that is something to deal with. But if they can't hold guys off up front, now they were a little banged up on the offensive line, so I'll give them that. But if you can't hold off the pass rush, then they're going to struggle, because that's when teams can get Tua off his timing. And then they won't be able to score enough. And, Rob, they pretty much got to outscore you, you know, because
right.
the defense isn't great. And Fangio may I think he may improve it, but it's not going to be elite this year. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Was Miami exposed yesterday in Philadelphia as a tier two rather than a tier one team? Your thoughts next is Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. All your protection in one place is wonderful. Trust us. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on whether or not the Miami Heat, or Miami Dolphins, I should say, are a tier one or two, or tier two team after being beat soundly by the Philadelphia Eagles, their second big loss to a top tier team.
All right, let's kick it off with Nick in Albany. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good. How are you?
We started off, it's not your show, it's our show, and it's my favorite show.
Oh, you're in Albany. That's right. That's Nick in New York calling from Albany, my man. Yep.
Frequent caller. Love the show. I have to say, based on their losses, tier two, but they're never out of a game. They could be down, you know, 15, 20 points, and you're still worried that they're going to come back, and I think that that's why they're at tier one.
The offense is tough.
That's the part that makes them scary, Nick. There's no doubt, Chris. Like, you know, no lead is safe, right? Like, that team can score in big plays, and that's the scary part about them. But you're right, defensively and the physicality of it is not great.
And I think in the two games against Buffalo and Philly, those teams have obviously been able to guard him, you know, and shut down that explosive offense. But obviously, with that speed, they're just a big play away from maybe changing things.
Mark in Sacramento, our man, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Gentlemen, how you guys today?
Doing good, man. How are you?
How you guys today?
We are good. How you doing?
Good. In the NBA dungeon's going to come out after tomorrow. I've been doing my homework, so just letting you know.
Very nice.
Getting ready for the year.
I know.
Huh?
I can't believe the season's starting already. My God.
So much else going on.
It's crazy, right? This is the best time of the year, though. College football, NBA, NFL, playoffs. What else? Yep. We got everything.
College football in gear, hockey's in getting in gear. All that stuff going on. I never thought that they were a tier two. I thought that defensively they couldn't stop anybody if they had to rely on a guy in a fight and couldn't get those big players off. I don't think they can run the ball well enough to sustain that to play with the big boys. And in the NFC, you better be able to score because those teams are going to just play keep away. Philadelphia, Dallas, San Francisco, Seattle all run the hell out of the ball and kill the clock. They'll play keep away, especially Philadelphia.
And that's the thing.
And the weather's going to change in the AFC in January, December and January. They have to play all those outdoor teams, especially in their own division. They still have the Jets, Buffalo, and New England, outdoor stadiums, and they may have to play in the playoffs, AFC Central Division, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, all outdoors. So that neutralizes some of their speed later on in the year. So I never thought that they were a tier one team.
So you think they're tier two, and you've always
said
that.
So even last year when they came back again, the games that I talked about, that game in Baltimore, that didn't impress you about Miami?
Well, yeah. Oh, no, it did. But I'm saying later in the year, when they play these teams later in the year, the weather changes and these speed teams have problems in December and January, and they play all these AFC outdoor teams. I think that they'll be a different team than they are now from in January than they are now.
I was impressed with them last year in the playoffs when they lost to Buffalo, but they played them really tough, and they had Skylar Thompson, their third-string quarterback, playing.
No doubt, Chris. They were in that game.
Yeah, they haven't shown that to me. Obviously, I didn't think Buffalo would run through them the way they did. So that was big for Buffalo because last year they had split with them and then played them tough in the playoffs. But we'll see. But, yeah, I tend to agree with Mark. They're a good team, but I think they're a tier below the ultra elites.
Steve in Austin, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steve?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
I appreciate taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say you hit the nail on the head. Go back to that Buffalo game. I think what you're seeing is the immaturity of the head coach. So take an example. I'm a Chiefs fan here, but take an example. When Dolphins played Broncos and ran the score up 70 to whatever it was, you're opening up the whole playbook. Teams are studying you. Andy Reid don't roll that way. Mature coaches don't roll that way. They're going to save it for when they need it. And I think the Dolphins have tier one talent. But I don't think that they're going to have the leadership to get their experience yet. I like the coach, but he's just got a level of immaturity that I think cost him games.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's squeeze in one more real quick. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, the Dolphins, they're not out of top tier. They deserve top tier respect. They had two key players yesterday. Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard was out on the back end of their defense.
Ramsey's been out. I mean, obviously.
Okay, yeah, okay. So point taken. Previous callers made the salient point that they're not going to be able to outscore teams in cold weather games, so they better get home field advantage. And they have an opportunity this weekend against the Patriots, the resurgent Patriots at home, to get, to show well and get in the track meet. But if Bill Belichick comes down to South Beach and takes another W, then Mike McDaniels, all this early season hype and success, you're on some thin ice. You got to get it together. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, Dre, appreciate it.
I think McDaniel's safe. I mean, he's clearly a good offensive coach. They got to fix the defense.
Yeah, no, he's not going anywhere. I'm just saying
from Andre, it seemed like he was saying he said thin ice. But
he ain't going anywhere. I don't think so.
But you know who could be? Our man in L.A., Brandon Staley, that's next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, guys, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. You can do that today. All right, Rob, let's get to another game. The Kansas City Chiefs now with a 6-1 record and just a point away from being undefeated. They lost to the Lions on opening night by 1 point, but they beat, you know, the Chargers are a team that has played them tough. Five of their last six games have been settled by one score or less. I think it's exactly 6 points or less.
And it was a one-score game with about 6.5 minutes to go.
Yeah. And then was it the Herbert interception?
I think so.
Kind of changed things. And then Kansas City, of course, Cruz. But yeah, so what you obviously Brandon Staley's easy fodder, and we'll get to him. But you got an issue with the quarterback too,
Chris. We talked about this last week. This ain't no second guess, right? I talked about it last week about Justin Herbert dropping the second tier, and he played great, played good, I should say, in the first half,
right?
But the second half. Their possessions, I think it was interception, three and out, another interception. I mean, he hasn't – a Dallas game was winnable, Chris, at home. Remember, he ended that game with a pick. It feels like this every week. Like, we could sit around and talk about Staley, and you know I'm not a Brandon Staley guy at all, right? But I'm not going to ignore that this quarterback god that everybody painted, Justin Herbert – has not played up to his potential or this. I know he got the big contract. I know they love his arm and they love all the stuff that he does and this, that, and the other thing, and I get all that. But, Chris, when is he going to start paying some dividends and outwork or overcome poor coaching, overcome some maybe defensive calls and other issues? And what I mean by that is at the end of games – there was still opportunity to win games even when everything else didn't go right the rest of the game, right? You know, like you still could have won that Dallas game without throwing a pick at the end. You still had a chance at a one-score game in Kansas City. So there are those moments that are there. So Justin Herbert, let me give you some numbers, completed 10 of 14 passes for 159 yards and a touchdown in the first half, Chris. But struggled in the second half, as we were talking. 7 for 16, passed for 100 yards with an interception and a 25 passer rating. I mean, that 25?
Yeah, and Rob, he's 27-28 now in his career as a starter. And we talked about it. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we talked about how he was in fourth quarters – since he's entered the league,
most interceptions,
he's tied with
right?
Matt Ryan for the most interceptions. And he had at least one in the fourth quarter yesterday. So he would be now ahead of Matt
Ryan. And the week before, Chris. Obviously. Remember, and against the Cowboys.
Right.
He had
and
two.
And I think this was after that when he was tied with Matt Ryan. But this would probably put him ahead of him. And then, Rob, in one-score games, it's even worse. Like, he's far and away the leader in interceptions in one-score games. My question's about him. He's got all the physical tools, and he's also tough. You know, he's playing with
that.
A fractured finger. You know, it's not his throwing hand, but still, that can affect you, and I think it might be affecting him. And last year, of course, he played through the ribs. But, Rob, a lot of guys that aren't as physically gifted do have some other things. Like, they have to overcompensate for their lack of physical talents. Tua's got the timing. Jalen Hurts is a great leader. You know, we've seen, I mean, the Tom Brady's and Joe Montana's who can really galvanize their teammates and are clutch. and you know, poised and all great decision makers. That's what I'm wondering, does Justin Herbert not have? Is he just going to be a guy that's greatly talented, puts up a lot of numbers, but may never win at a high, high level? That's what the question is now about him. And, you know, Rob, he deserved the early love because from day one, he has come into the league and been really strong. Rob, as a rookie, threw 31 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Over 4,300 yards.
He got what? And he wowed everybody. Everybody
right.
fell
and then
in
the
love
next
with
year
his tools.
For
right.
$5,000
I
and
get
38
it.
Touchdowns. So he's deserved that type of love. But now, Rob, and this happens to all the players. When you're young, if you put up numbers, people are going to be like, wow. You know, like he's really good. But then at a certain point, especially with quarterbacks, in the NBA, it's any position, but in football, it's the quarterbacks. It gets to a point where it's like, okay, we know you're good individually. Can you lift the performances of your teammates? Coach Eric Mangini used the term force multiplier. Do you make your teammates better, right? You might only have decent receivers, but do you make them better by yourself? Patrick Mahomes, we've seen do that. Tom Brady obviously did that. And Rob, Herbert don't have to do that because he's got great receivers. Now, they get hurt, but he's got great receivers. And so that he's entering that stage. Dak, Rob, entered that stage, right? At first, it was like, oh, he's, you know, you can win with Dak. Wow, he replaced better than Tony Romo. And now it's to the point, and it's been there for a while, like, okay, you got to win. Can you win? And so that's where Herbert's at. I still think, look, their biggest issue is Staley. Obviously, you're not getting rid of Herbert. You and I have talked about
right.
it.
Staley, you know, just hurts you. He handicaps you, Chris. He just
does. Yeah, with the fourth down calls, and you know, I don't know. Some people may feel like we overstate that. I know what the analytics say on some of these things, but he certainly makes some knuckleheaded fourth down calls. But Rob, beyond that, he went there as a defensive guy, and their defense is the worst. It's the worst passing defense in the history of the league. Now, the 3 years before he got there, they were a top 10 defense. Since he's been there, it's been in the 20s, and this year they're second to last. But, Rob, did you know they are on pace to be the worst pass defense in the history of football?
Wow.
They're allowing 310 yards a game. That means every quarterback you face is a Hall of Famer against you. And that, Rob, that can affect, I bet that's affecting Herbert too, in that, you know, one, you may have to overcome some bad calls, and two, you've got to outscore everybody. Because of the coaching staff, you know the defense isn't going to win you games.
I get that part, but there's also circumstances, as I mentioned, Chris, where all that other stuff factors in, and I get it, but then there comes moments at end of games where he still can erase it. You know, we'd always say Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, like their makeup, Chris, they cover up all the other warts of your team, right? Because they can make a play at the end. If Herbert makes a play at the end of that Dallas game, you're talking about a different thing.
Right, right. There's no doubt. And that's where he's got to improve if he can, Rob. If he can, right, improve, that's where he's got to do it. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Shekel City is next. And then, of course, we got a Game 7, the Astros, the Rangers. Who will prevail? I'm sorry. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
A little Shekel City. Elijah and I got at it early today, Chris. Put out Shekel City this afternoon because of the afternoon game. I took the Diamondbacks plus 1.5 runs. They're up 5-1. In this game, looking good.
Like they got this, yeah.
My best bet, Rangers, -1.5 runs. The Rangers, -1.5 runs. The Astros just don't play well at home, Chris. It's kind of a weird thing, isn't it?
Like,
it really is weird. And I know fans there are going to be on pins and needles. And tonight, they'll be Scherzer, if he's gives up a run, he's out. I'm telling you, they're not going to stick around long. If he's got a
well, you can't look. This is it.
Do or die,
yep,
right? You can't
no
be
tomorrow
thinking he's going to get you in a 4-0 hole and right, you're going to get out of it. And then I got the Vikings +7. 49ers win, Chris, but I got the Vikings covering. 49ers win by 3 in Minneapolis.
You had a rough day yesterday.
Yeah, so did you.
Not as rough as you.
It was rough, but not
we
as
we both. I was 2-3. You were 1-4.
Yeah, it was bad. all right, but hopefully we can bounce back today. Rangers -1.5 runs at the Astros. Diamondbacks +1.5. Of course, they're winning. That's good. And I got the Vikings +7 at home to cover that spread. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
So, Rob, we're going to talk about this Houston-Texas game about to come up, happen. What were you saying earlier in that Houston, if they win, they'd be the first team to do?
To have a losing record in the postseason, correct? Steve, at home. Steve, jump on. I think it's.
Okay.
No, I thought it was for the season.
Oh, for the season.
Losing
okay
record. They would be the first team to ever to make have a losing season and make the, you know,
to
in,
not,
in the
yeah, to make the World
home
Series.
Wow.
So it's for the entire season. I thought it was for the postseason.
That really seems – that's stunning to me. Because, Rob, you would have thought somebody with a losing record at home – because the Astros weren't the only even good team to have a losing record at home this year. But they were the – theirs was – the discrepancy was very big. I think it was like 12 games or something like that. Difference between,
but to think that no team has ever made it to the World Series doing that. Baseball's been around for 150 years. I mean,
that is stunning
that would be the first time
a losing record at home, though. Right, because like Baltimore, I mean, obviously they're done,
right?
But they had a better road record, but they didn't have a losing record at home,
right? They were around 500 or what were they?
At home, they were, 49-32. They were strong at home and road.
I got you.
But, yeah, Houston was just so bad.
I don't know
home
what to expect tonight. I mean, I got to give Texas credit, Chris. They lost a heartbreaker, giving up that home run to Altuve. That could have broke their backs, and then they could have gone to Houston and just collapsed, and it's all over. You know what I mean? You lose three straight home games after winning two on the road to start the series, but they didn't back down.
No, like, look, any prediction tonight is just
a guess.
Obviously, I'm gonna stick with my pick of the Astros in seven. You obviously had Texas. Rangers in seven, and either one could happen. Rob, it's hard for me to. I mean, is Houston going to – they're 1-4 at home, I believe, in the playoffs?
1-4, yeah, 1-4.
You're going to be 1-5, and is this going to be a total road sweep in this series?
I know. The only other time it's happened, I think, is 2019 in the World Series. So it hasn't happened that often either, Chris.
That was recent, though.
Right. That was – yeah, 2019. Chris, have you been to any Game 7s of this magnitude? I was at that Braves-Pirates where Sid Bream scored the winning run, the safe at the plate, throw to the plate and all that. I've been to a few of them, but that was probably the one I remember how loud it was. And I know you've covered some baseball playoffs when you worked in Cleveland mostly, right?
That year 95 when the Indians, now the Guardians, right, went to the World Series for the first time in
years. And
they
lost in Game 7, didn't they lose? Was it six or seven?
It was six, I believe, in Atlanta. Yeah, they lost that in six. But I'm trying to look at their run there, you know, that year. They lost Atlanta in six. And then, beat the Mariners in six, swept Boston. So there were no Game 7s. I covered that. So, no, I haven't covered or been to a baseball Game 7.
Right, but Game 7 in general, and you've been to plenty NBA Game 7, as have I, but there are some great ones, just Game 7s. That Aaron Boone was a Game 7, Chris, where he hit the walk-off Grand Slam. That's one for the ages. If you only hit one home run in your career, a walk-off Grand Slam off of Tim Wakefield, that was incredible.
And, Rob, I think even though they're professional athletes, they can tighten up in the Game 7.
Oh, yeah.
There's no – right? This is it. And you know the whole world's watching. So we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.